Hello and welcome to Black Country Talking News. It's Wednesday the 22nd of January. Today in the studio we have me, Chris, Ian, Valerie, Angela and Craig, with Pav as our sound engineer. First, over to Ian.
Here is the news for Dudley. Dudley Zoo and Castle is celebrating its best yearly visitor figures in three decades, with over 300,000 people visiting the attraction in 2019, a 5% increase on 2018. Derek Groves, director of Dudley Zoo and Castle, described it as an incredible year and thanked their visitors for their support. During 2019, Dudley Zoo relaunched its walk through Lemur Wood, as well as welcoming a host of new species, including Reggie, a Lina two-toed sloth, Arctic foxes and leafcutter ants. The zoo is hoping to have a group of orphaned European brown bears join the attraction from Slovakia in the coming months. Opposition councillors have called in a controversial scheme to build a temporary travellers' site in Coseley, as they claim the authority has made a U-turn over the proposals. Dudley Council confirmed earlier this month that it would go ahead with building the £300,000 site in Budden Road, almost a year after the plan was shelved by the previous ruling authority. Council leader Patrick Harley said the authority faced increasing pressure to avoid illegal encampments being pushed into the borough from elsewhere in the Black Country. Work is expected to start on the site in the coming weeks. Fraudsters are using blue badges that belong to dead people to avoid parking charges, council chiefs have said. Council bosses in Dudley are to launch a crackdown against an estimated 3,000 motorists who falsely use the badges to avoid paying for parking. Transport chiefs are asking councillors to back a public awareness scheme to highlight the misuse of the permits. The most common form of fraud involves badges that are no longer valid, have been reported as lost and stolen, or using the permit without the holder's permission, or when the owner is not in the vehicle. In total, the blue badge scheme costs the council over £187,000 a year. Councillors will discuss the recommendation at their meeting this week. Briley Hill, Brockmore and Pensnet Community Forum is holding a public meeting to discuss local issues on January the 27th at Dudley Sports and Social Club. For more information, call 0300 555 2345. Dog owners have been warned about potential risks posed by goose droppings after the death of a dog at Himley Hall. Warning signs will be erected and people have been warned to wash their hands thoroughly after visiting the park. Dudley Council said it had been unable to confirm a report that the death of the dog, an English bull terrier called Betty, last month was a result of a visit to Himley and Holland Park, but has ramped up its safety advice as a result. It is claimed the dog was walked almost exclusively at Himley Park. Experts say goose droppings can be harmful to dogs, but that infections are rare. Now here's Valerie with the news from Wolverhampton.
A motorist has been left furious after he was issued with a fine for going into a bus lane that was impossible to avoid. Ryan Monk says he fears other drivers may also have been fined unfairly after making legal U-turns outside Asda on Wolverhampton Road, Heathtown. Motorists who make a U-turn cannot avoid cutting partway into the bus lane as the road is too narrow. It is a legitimate section for vehicles to make U-turns and there is a small lane directing drivers to do so. The council said motorists who quickly get out of the bus lane should not be penalised and has encouraged anyone who feels they have been harshly treated to appeal. Travelling in bus lanes in the city results in penalties of £60, reduced to £30 if paid within 14 days. Mr Monk says he believes the bus lane could be used as a cash cow, as some drivers may decide not to appeal. A member of a gang that stole more than £1 million from cash machines has been ordered to pay back almost £200,000. Noel Riley, aged 39, from Wheelie Castle, Birmingham, and Martin Steadman, 34, of Low Hill, Wolverhampton, were two of five raiders who committed a string of attacks on ATMs at stores and service stations in 2017 and 18. Between them, the men netted more than £1.2 million. At the Proceeds of Crime hearing, Shrewsbury Crown Court, Judge Anthony Lowe ordered Riley to repay £199,162.99. Of that money, £1,260,193 will be paid to Tesco, one of the companies that the gang targeted. The court was told the money was tied up in assets that had been confiscated by the prosecution. In April last year, Steadman and Riley were both jailed for 7.5 years for their parts in the raids. They had admitted conspiracy to burgle and to converting criminal property. A mother and her two children were forced to flee after a heater caused a fire in their home in Laburnum Road, Lanesfield. The family were outside the house in Wolverhampton as the crews arrived on Saturday. The woman was treated with oxygen at the scene. It is believed a heater caught fire and a towel had been thrown over it in a bid to extinguish the flames. A bar owner is threatening legal action over city centre metro works. He says they have cost his business more than £100,000. Sean Casey said trade at the Prince Albert pub in Wolverhampton had been utterly devastated by work to extend tram lines along Piper's Row to the railway station, which has massively overrun. The work has taken place alongside the I-9 development and has led to blocked roads and ripped up pavements, while entrances to the pub have been coned off, making them inaccessible, it is claimed. Mr. Kesey says the drop in trade caused by the two projects has cost him nearly £106,000 in the past year. A spokesman for Transport for West Midlands said there was a new scheme to offer financial support to traders whose businesses front onto the roads where the metro extensions are being or will be built. Wolverhampton Art Gallery Cafe is to move as renovations continue. Work on the Grade 2 star listed gallery will involve moving the cafe from the top floor to the ground floor and demolishing the existing steps and stone balustrade to the St. Peter's Close entrance. The existing floor in the lobby and the internal ramps and partition will also be replaced. Council bosses say the work is being undertaken with a view to creating a more inclusive side entrance to the 1884 building, focused around the gardens next to St. Peter's Close and the neighbouring St. Peter's Church. Wolverhampton University nursing graduates held a lantern-lit procession through the streets of the city to mark the end of their studies. Graduates walked to St. Peter's Church, where special badges were awarded. The lanterns were carried in tribute to nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale, the original lady with a lamp. That's the end of the news from Wolverhampton. I hand you over to Chris.
Here's the news for Sandwell. An attempted murderer who was handed a life sentence for a knife attack was found by police sofa surfing more than a year after he was let out on licence. West Midlands police said the 59-year-old, who has not been named, was arrested in Tipton on Friday. It followed a tip-off from a member of the public. The man had been convicted of attempted murder after a domestic knife attack and was let out on licence more than 12 months ago. More than 100 Labour Party members have signed a letter demanding election powers are returned to Sandwell. Local branches were mysteriously stripped of their powers 18 months ago by the party's National Executive Committee. It meant outside candidates were parachuted into Sandwell during the last local and general elections, such as Lambeth's Mayor Ibrahim Dogus, who failed to defend Tom Watson's West Bromwich East seat. But ahead of May's local elections, 127 Sandwell-based Labour members have signed a letter calling on the NEC to lift a suspension on Sandwell's local campaign forum, which is responsible for choosing candidates. Residents will be able to find out the latest information on construction work for a state-of-the-art aquatic centre to feature as part of the Commonwealth Games. A drop-in event all about the centre, which will be built in Smethwick, will take place on Tuesday, January the 28th from 5 o'clock at West Smethwick Park Pavilion on West Park Road, Smethwick. Works to prepare the Londonderry Lane site for construction of the centre began in July 2019. Main construction work is due to start over the next few weeks after a contract was signed with Waits Construction in November. Campaigners fighting to save a Sunbelt golf course from being turned into a housing estate are expected to learn the results of a consultation next month. The proposal sparked anger from protesters opposed to plans which could see up to 800 homes surrounding parkland and a school being built on the council-owned Brantall course in Albury. A report is now expected to be presented to the next meeting of the Safer Neighbourhoods and Active Communities Scrutiny Board on February the 27th, when members are expected to make recommendations on the future of the course. An England crest brooch, once owned by a former West Bromwich Albion chairman, is set to go under the hammer. The 18-carat gold and diamond piece belonged to Sir Bert Millership and could fetch up to £800. Sir Bert joined the Baggies in 1974 and later served as the FA chairman. The brooch is shaped like a shield and features the three lions symbol of the England football team. Fellows auctioneers will sell the brooch on January the 30th on behalf of Sally Simmons, daughter of Sir Bert and Lady Millership.